Well, we're going to get more now on the news that BreastCheck, the National Breast Cancer Screening Programme, has missed its targets for the past 2 years. BreastCheck offers free screening to women aged between 50 and 69. Last year's target was for 195,000 tests, but the service actually performed just over 137,000. The figures were published today following a Doyle question by the ANTHU leader, Pádraig Tobin. Here's what Deputy Tobin has been telling our health correspondent Fergal Bowers this lunchtime.
Well, cancer screening and early detection are one of the most important tools we have to fight cancer in this country. And it's quite clear that there's been a significant fall in the number of breast check screenings in the last couple of years. And that's serious. And that means there's going to be fewer cancers detected, fewer advanced cancers detected, and potentially there will be more tragic deaths as a result of this. And there needs to be a proper investigation in relation to this. There's no doubt that the whole COVID crisis played a role in terms of the numbers in the last number of years, but we don't have the resources necessary to make sure that women get the necessary screening when they need it.
The chief executive of the National Screening Service, Fiona Murphy, said that while the number of women eligible for BreastCheck was increasing, it was hard to recruit trained staff. To talk about the implications of these missed targets, I'm joined by Avril Power, who's the chief executive of the Irish Cancer Society. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Fiona Murphy did also stress that if someone was in the system, they would be seen. But as you understand it, how long is the delay?
Well, Fiona's right in saying that if someone's on the list, they will be screened, but they'll be screened later than they should be. So, for example, the programme operates from between the ages of 50 to 69. And we know that women are now being called at 52 or 53 rather than at 50. And also for those in the programme, we know that one in two of those who've already been screened are being called now every 3 years rather than every 2 years. So that's a significant difference. And I think particularly, Rachel, look, we're really alarmed by the target being missed by as many as 60,000 last year. We're alarmed. I will say we're not surprised, because it's an entirely predictable outcome of underinvestment in cancer services, and in particular of the HSC recruitment embargo, which meant that there were less radiographers in BreastCheck in 2024 than 2023. And there's a real human impact to all of this, because while most breast cancers are picked up after women notice changes in their breasts and are referred by their GP for further investigation, screening it also has a really important role to play, as Deputy Tobin said there, in picking up earlier stage ones that are too small for you to see or feel yourself.
Right, so the danger then is that cancers will be caught at a later stage.
Absolutely. Inevitable that they will. If there are 60,000 women less being screened than should have been, that inevitably means that many women will be diagnosed later than they could have been, with cancers that are harder to treat. So, for example, at stage one, 99% of women will survive breast cancer, often just with surgery. So with no need for chemo, radiotherapy, immunotherapy and all the side effects that go along with those. But by stage four, that drops to just 37%. So, potentially this means, and Fiona's right in saying the women will be called eventually. And for some of them, many thankfully won't have progressed that far by the time that they're called. But screening is there for a reason, and these targets are there for a reason, which is to save lives. And when the service is being underfunded to the extent that it has been in the last few years, we're missing opportunities to do that.
Now, I received a statement a few minutes ago from the Department of Health. It stresses that extra money will be available for this service. It also says that the Minister has asked the National Screening Service to prepare an action plan to increase the number of mammograms being offered to women. Does that reassure you at all?
Look, that's part of, I think, part of the solution. As I said, the problem has been understaffing, particularly with the recruitment embargo in 2023 and 2024. It means the service is significantly understaffed. There was some additional funding provided in the last budget, which is positive. I understand there are about 20 extra radiographers provided for in the last budget, but it needs to be at least double that. And action plans need to be resourced. Really positive the Minister is putting her focus on this, as indeed I know she is across the health service, in getting the best possible results. But we need to see investment in the budget. And it's not just, Rachel, sadly, it's not just screening. We know that there are also delays in accessing all the other services as well. So one in four women referred with breast cancer symptoms by their GP to rapid access clinics last year were not seen on time. One in three breast cancer patients didn't get their surgery on time. And again, that's down to underinvestment right across. And we'll see that in, you see the same when you look at any other cancer. Look at lung cancer, look at prostate cancer, look anywhere else, you'll see the targets are not being met. And that's why we really need to see a massive increased investment in the next budget.
Avril Power of the Irish Cancer Society, thank you for joining us on the News at One.